I want to invite you this morning to open your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel. We're going to continue our study on the life of David. 1 Samuel, and this morning we'll be looking at chapter 17, various verses. There's a topic that's been very rampant right in front of our faces over the past few years, and it's bullying. We hear bullying in the children, we hear bullying in schools, we hear bullying in the workplace, and we see it in our government, and we see it around the world. And so we want to deal with that subject in a way to ask this question. How do we handle our adversary? How do we, you want to say, defeat, overcome our adversary? How do we overcome this in our world today? Well, I think the life of David can give us a little inkling, maybe a little gleam we can glean from the life of David and see what we need to be doing. So in 1 Samuel, beginning in verse 17, of chapter 17, one day Jesse said to David, "Take this basket of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brothers." So David left the sheep with another shepherd, and arrived at the camp just as the Israelite army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelite and Philistine forces stood facing each other, army against army, and David hurried to the ranks to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out from the Philistine ranks. And then David heard him shout his usual taunt to the army of Israel. That's what a bully does. A bully taunts people. A bully is aggressive. A bully likes to take advantage of someone who's vulnerable. That's what most bullies do. If you've seen a bully, if you've experienced it, that's what they do. It's loud, abrasive, it's rude, it's obnoxious. And this is what Goliath was. And so there's things that we can do because we run across these people in our own lives today. The reality is this: we're seeing bullying in our country today at the highest levels of government. We're seeing it on a daily basis. So how can we overcome that? Well, here's the first thing we can do is refuse to be intimidated by appearance. By what it looks like, by the circumstance. The Bible says in 1 Samuel in chapter 17, if you look at verses 4 through 8, it says, Goliath is over 9 feet tall. 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet, his bronze cast of mail weighed 125 pounds. So he's 9 feet tall. He's wearing armor that weighs 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leg armor, and he carried a bronze javelin on his shoulder. The shaft of his spear was as heavy and thick as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. His armor bearer walked ahead of him carrying a shield, weighed 15 pounds. Goliath stood and then shouted, Bible says, "I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me." So when Saul, the Israelites, heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. That's what a bully likes to do. A bully likes to terrify people, to scare people, to intimidate people. And obviously, somebody as big as Goliath was would be intimidated. As we think about our own life and our own, you know, personal circumstances, what's bullying us today? What's intimidating us today? People are intimidated by many different things today in our world. People are intimidated by their bosses. They're intimidated by a coworker. They're intimidated by a supervisor. Children, young people are intimidated by other students, by their peers. There's all circumstances sometimes intimidate us and cause us to be what? To be afraid, cause us to be hesitant, cause us to doubt. So don't let the appearance of something intimidate you. Don't let what it looks like intimidate you. That's the first thing that we can see here. It would be easy and obvious that people would be intimidated by somebody 9 feet tall. And so the Bible goes on to say in 1 Samuel in chapter 17 and verse 25, "Have you seen the giant?" the man asked. "He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will give that man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempted from paying taxes." So we're going to overcome the adversary, to overcome the bully, we're going to refuse to let the appearance of something intimidate us. We're not going to be intimidated by what it looks like. What we're going to do is we're going to focus on what is the reward. What is the reward in our own personal life for overcoming the bully, for overcoming the adversary? We have to focus on that and not on what it is, what that circumstance is. It may not always be a person. It may not always be an individual. It may be a circumstance. I may want to get somewhere in life. I may want to do something in life. But there's something, it may be a person that's stopping me. Or it may be a circumstance that's stopping me. Don't be intimidated by the appearance of it. Focus on where you want to be. Focus on where you want to be. And then we have in 1 Samuel 17, look at verse 28. "But when David's older brother, or oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the men, he was angry. 'What are you doing around here anyway?' he demanded. 'What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle. Don't worry about this Philistine,' David told Saul. 'I'll go fight him.' 'Don't be ridiculous,' Saul replied. 'There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth.'" So this is the classic. What we have to do is we have to reject limiting opinions. What does that mean? Reject limiting opinions. We have to refuse to be intimidated by what it looks like, by the circumstance. We have to reflect on where we want to be. And then we have to reject anything that's going to stop us from being where we want to be. Limiting opinions. You'll never be able to do that. Now, you don't want to do that. That's too tough. You're never going to do that. You're never going to make it. Why don't you shoot? Keep the bar low. Don't do that. See, most people who tell someone not to do something and have a limiting opinion, they haven't done it themselves. So you don't ever let someone tell you you can't do something. And most people who are going to tell you and give you a limiting opinion, they haven't accomplished it themselves. And so they either don't want you to accomplish it, or they can't comprehend what it takes to accomplish it because they've never done it themselves. There's people who've never overcome adversity. There's people who've never overcome a bully. So reject their opinions. Reject their opinions. Because anyone who succeeded at anything is never going to give you a limited opinion. They're never going to limit it what you can do. They're never going to put a cap on where you could be in life, where you want to go in life, the things you can accomplish in life. The only people that are going to do that are the people who've never accomplished much, who haven't done much, and don't feel good about themselves. And so what we have here was David's oldest brother was jealous of David. Not only was David's older brother jealous, and Saul couldn't see it, because deep down Saul was afraid. How are you going to go fight Goliath? You're just a young kid, and this giant's a warrior, and he's been battling since his youth. There's no way. There's no way. But there is a way. There is a way. 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 says this. But David persisted. David persisted. When a lion or bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I will do it to this pagan Philistine too. For he has defiled and defied the armies of the living God. Here's what we do. Here's what we do. And here's what David is doing. David is remembering what he's capable of doing. He's remembering his capabilities. He's refusing to be intimidated by the appearance of a giant. He is reflecting on the reward. And that's what we have to do. Refuse to be intimidated by the circumstance, by the situation. Reflect on where we want to be. Reject anybody who's going to try to limit us from being where we want to be because they haven't been there themselves. Reject it. And then we have to remember what we're capable of. Remember what we're capable of. And we remember what we're capable of because we're capable of it because of the next thing, which is to reflect on God's faithfulness. God, who is faithful, will never leave us, will never forsake us. The Bible says here in verse 37 of 1 Samuel 17, the Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. And so Saul finally, he consented. All right, go ahead, he said, and may the Lord be with you. See, David remembered what he was capable of, and he was capable of it only because of God's faithfulness. And he was focused. He was laser focused. He wasn't being deterred. He wasn't going to let a bully stop him from somebody who defied God and the armies of God. He wasn't going to let the circumstance, he wasn't going to let the appearance, he was not going to reflect on, oh my goodness, look how big he is. He was reflecting and focusing on the reward. He was rejecting any kind of opinion that would deter him from where he wanted to go. And it's amazing in today's world where people go to get opinions from people, and instead of staying true to themselves and being what they want to be, they let other people form their lives. They let other people form their lives. Well, David didn't do that. David remained, number six this morning, David remained true to who he was. The Bible says in verse 38, then Saul gave David, now listen to this, then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet with a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never wore such things before. And then he said, I can't go with this. He protested to Saul. I'm not used to that. So David took them off again. He picked up five smooth stones from a stream. He put them in his shepherd's bag, and then armed with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. I don't want this armor. I don't want this helmet. This is not who I am. This is not me. This is not comfortable. This is not how I'm going to do this. I'm going to be who I am. And I'm not going to let the appearance of him stop me. I'm not going to let what may happen bad stop me. I'm going to reflect on what's good and the positive and what the end result I want out of what my goal is. That's what I'm reflecting on. I'm not going to reflect on all of the possibilities of what could go wrong. I'm reflecting on where I want to go and how I can get there. That's what I'm reflecting on. I'm not worried about, well, you know, if this happens or if that happens, and then this and then that, and they don't think I could do it and they don't think I could do that, so I just better do what they want me to do. That would be like living my life with a suggestion box on my chest. You just come and tell me what you think I should do. Well, I think you'd be a good doctor. Well, I think you'd be a good lawyer. Well, hey, I think you'd be a good teacher. Well, I think you'd be a good engineer. Hey, I think you'd be a good restaurant owner. Or I think you'd be a good nurse. Or I think you'd be great if you worked in a nursing home. I think you'd be a great counselor. How about you? What do you want to do? What is it you want to do? Or you just want to please everybody? Well, God created you so you would bring pleasure to Him. And in the context of you and I bringing pleasure to Him, we are doing what we want to do, not what someone else wants us to do. We're doing what we want to do. And we're not being bullied into not doing it. We're not taking an opinion of someone who's never done it. We're doing what we want to do. And David is doing what he wants to do. And what he wanted to do was please God. And to do that, you have to remain true to yourself, the same way David remained true to himself. And when you're true to yourself, you're relying on God. You're remembering His faithfulness. You're focusing on the reward of where you want to be and how that's going to please God. And so the Bible says in verse 45, David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven. I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." This is David talking now to the bully, to Goliath. "You're coming with all this, but I'm coming in the name of God. That's all I have. That's all I have. I'm coming in His name. You have all that. I'm just coming in His name. And that name's enough." David goes on to say, "Today the Lord will conquer you." And then when He conquers you, he goes on to say in verse 47, "And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues His people, but not with the sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and He will give you to us." How do I handle the bully? How do I handle the adversity? Well, what happened next? What happened? David did all of these things. He refused to be intimidated by the appearance of what it was. He reflected on the reward. He was not deterred by limiting opinions. He also remembered what he was capable of. He remembered what he was capable of, and the reason why he was capable of it was because of the faithfulness of God. That must be so encouraging, because then he remained true to himself. "I don't need this. All I need is God. And these five little stones." And he put them in his little bag. He relied on God, and here's the end result. Verse 48. "So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and then cut off his head." That's what the Bible says. Now, we're not advocating running out there to people that are our adversary, killing them and cutting off their heads. The point is this. The point is this. There's bullies out there. There's circumstances out there. There's difficulty out there. We can't let what it looks like stop us from being who we need to be as people of God. We can't let it intimidate us. We can't let the words intimidate us, the appearance intimidate us, what we may lose intimidate us. Everybody today is intimidated by, in general, the most thing, money. Everybody's intimidated by money. And people are dangling money over people's heads and bullying them and manipulating them in any way they want. But as people that we need to be, we can't reflect on that. We have to reflect on who we are, what we have in a relationship with Christ, and what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we reflect on. That's the reward, who we are in Christ. And we can't allow people, with opinions that don't match up with the Word of God to stop us from doing what we need to be doing. And we can't allow people with opinions that would limit us to be everything that we could be, should be, and desire to be. And to do that, we have to understand and remember what our capabilities are. With Christ, we can do anything. God desires that we please Him, and He desires that He wants us to have the desire of our heart. His desire is for His people to have the desire of their heart. See, when we desire to please God, He changes the desire of our heart. And to get that, then we get it because we remember what we're capable of, because we were capable of nothing until Christ came into our life as Lord and Savior. And at that point, we reflect on God's faithfulness. And then we just remain true to the person that we are, not to what everybody else wants us to be. Try this, try that, do this, do that. Be who you are in the context of your relationship with Christ as Lord and Savior. And then when you do that, you rely on God. And that's all we can do. That's all we can do. Not only is it all we can do, it's what we should do. And when we do that, we have the victory. We have the victory. When you rely on God in spite of all of the circumstances, in spite of everything around you, you have victory. It's only when we don't rely on God. And when we don't rely on God, what happens? Well, we worry, we can't control the circumstance, we try to control the circumstance, we try to manipulate the circumstances and all things around us to get the end result that we want. We will get the end result that God wants us to have when we do everything that we've talked about this morning. And that's all we do. That's all we do. It's not real difficult to understand. Maybe it's real difficult to do. And maybe for all of us as people, we need to rely more on God than we do our own intellect, our own wisdom, our own knowledge. And the Bible says if we lack wisdom to ask God, He'll give it to us liberally, in James. And so let's do that as God's people. Let's not let the circumstances around us today, let's not let the bullying that we see around us today keep us from where God wants us to be, which will be in a much better place than we are today. Let's pray.